You're right. He was appointed
by G. Menon Williams, and with the support of Neil Stabler. And I remember feeling at the time that was perhaps the zenith of the Democratic Party. They had an election in 1954, when for the first time the governor had elected not only accomplished not only his own election, but a complete ad board, and we're feeling pretty good that we were able to do that. And Gene Black was presented, I recall, on the Senate, introduced to me while I was on the Senate floor, not while the Senate was in session. And I had the trepidation at that time that if you're successful politically, then you take no prisoners. And we had had the example of the Republicans before us. When they took over, everybody else left. And I didn't see any reasons to change, that we should be magnanimous in our...
we're talking about a man who was a former Republican, Attorney General by election...
Right.
As a Republican, correct?
Right.
And then he sat on the... He fell out with his people, did he not? Sigler and...
He was more progressive than the party, I believe, is the way he expressed it.
But at any rate, there was this conversion, correct?
Well, I don't know. His appointment came before the conversion. But at least... it was felt that he would be an addition, have some insights that would be beneficial to the people through the Supreme Court. But I had had no contact with him in a personal way, or certainly not in a political way.
Were you able to work with him well?
Oh, I thought so. He was a very unique person. I had a great deal of difficulty reading his opinions. I always strove in my own opinion writing to be very specific and to deal with the law and not with any other surrounding material that may or may not be relevant to the issue before the court. And he seemed to really rejoice and excel in writing long sentences that implied that there was some mysterious, sinister conspiracy at times to do things, like there was some unseen guiding hand manipulating all of us, which to me was the furthest thing from the facts as I knew them. There could be, but he would always interject in his opinions almost personal beliefs. And I thought that was not...
Do you remember the two-year voting case where it was instituted by a challenge to the constitutionality of the requirement to re-register or otherwise account for yourself every 2 years by the UAW Community Action Council, I think, went in on an injunction proceeding of some sort, and when that was decided by the Supreme Court in 1972 in the spring, there was a case where Black, in a dissent posture, it was a 5-2 decision, but Black really, without using names, was very severe on this, of course, I'm interpreting a little bit, on yourself, Gene Williams, Adams, and Kavanaugh. He talked about two former governors, two former attorney generals beholden to the Democratic Party and all that. Was that kind of hard to take, or what was your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I don't specifically remember that case and the changing of the registration matters. Keeping people registered longer, I presume, would be the position that we would be taking, rather than limiting their registration. as it affects people that maybe lived in rental units and moved around more so than other people did. I could say if that was a posture of the case, I would be for extending the registration and having it transferred readily if that were the case, but not denying a person the right to vote if they otherwise were qualified by some technical rule. And I don't even remember the dissent, because I think about that time that, to me at least, he was on the court, but he wasn't really a factor in the court.